Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Love is strange. Lot of people take it for a game.
Little Mickey and Sylvia bringing us back 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. We've got a lot of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. Don't forget to take the poll question. Don't forget to check out the video. We got a brand new video up there. And I think the cloud video is going to be up, if not this week, it might be next week, that the new cloud video that we did on the topics that Russ Madeliner and I are talking about right now. So check that out and look forward to that. Russ Madeliner is with us. He is Senior Director of the Small and Medium Business Marketing Division of Microsoft, the U.S. portion of their marketing business. That's a world. Obviously, Microsoft's a worldwide company. Russ Madeliner, thanks again for hanging out with us. Good to talk to you again. And thanks again for bringing us this research on the cloud.
Sure. Welcome. Happy to do it.
You know, one of the things that when I think back, Russ, when I started my small business back in 89, I think I'm just thinking about how much more effective and that I would have been for the money that I spent, how much more effective I could have been if I had had some of these cloud resources that are available out there today, if I'd had some of those available to me in those days. And so I believe that cloud computing is going to help people start businesses. Not just run them. That's obvious to me, but to start them as well. What do you think?
I absolutely agree. You know, starting a business can be capital intensive, and the cloud can really help an entrepreneur slash that cost from a technology perspective. You know, imagine starting a business and you didn't have to buy any expensive servers or networking gear or maintenance contracts or pay large energy bills, none of that stuff.
Right.
It's all handled by the cloud service provider, and the business owner just would have to pay a single per user per month charge, and that's the only thing they'd pay, and they'd only pay for what they used.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And let's talk about some of the different things that where we find cloud resources. Backing up your data everybody should be doing that by the cloud, through the cloud these days, using yep. online services. I know Microsoft has got that. You talked about Windows 365. That's the working collaboration part of your office products, right?
Yeah, that includes email, shared documents, video conferencing, all of it.
All that. What are some other things?
There's another one we have called Microsoft Link, LYNC. That's
right.
A cloud-based service that lets you, track your contacts' availability. You can send in instant messaging. You can do an audio, video, or a web conference, or you can actually make a phone call over the Internet. All in a pretty consistent office-like user interface.
Don't you think, Russ, don't you think that video is going to explode one of these days? And when it does, it's going to take the marketplace to a whole new level. Don't you think that the cloud-based video conferencing, aren't you surprised that it isn't more prevalent now than it is?
I'll tell you, I'm blown away by it. You know, you just mentioned I changed roles at Microsoft 6 months ago, and I moved to a role where half of the people I work with don't work here at Microsoft's
right.
headquarters, Edmonds, Washington. And I work with them. The way we collaborate using Link over the Internet, it really is amazing what we can get done when one of them is in Sarasota, Florida, and I'm sitting in Redmond, Washington.
Right, and you can see each other.
Yeah, absolutely. And I can see their desktop,
right.
and I can see any application that they want to share with
mm-hmm.
me. And, we talk back and forth about, hey, change this document, switch that PowerPoint, change this Word document. And we're literally both typing on it, or we can be both typing on it while the other is watching.
But see, you guys are high adopters with a company that makes this stuff, that produces this stuff. The average small business out there in the marketplace is still not using this. And it amazes me that it's not more prevalent, but I don't think you can keep the lid on this thing for very long. This is one cloud resource, Russ, that I believe when it catches on, when people start catching on the way apps have caught on with mobile computing for more and more people and is catching on right now, I just think that this is going to be a big game changer in the productivity and the efficiency of small business owners. What do you think?
I totally agree. And what proves it for me, too, is if someone has this for a period of time and then you take it away from them, they're very frustrated about it. My wife was a contractor at Microsoft and used this technology for over 4 years. Now she's a salesperson back in the industry from which she came, and, mm-hmm. and she doesn't have it anymore, and she constantly is telling me about it.
Russ, I got about a minute left. Last thoughts on cloud computing. What are some other things?
I said
last thoughts on cloud computing. I got about a minute left.
Okay. Well, you know, I really believe at Microsoft we're pretty uniquely positioned to really lead this shift to cloud computing. And the reason I say that is I really do think that customers are going to live in a hybrid world where they want to leverage the existing technology investment that they've made, but they might want to dabble in the cloud. They might want to reach out into it. And at Microsoft, our biggest focus is helping you to live in a world where you have some on-premise technology mm-hmm. and some off-premise or cloud-based mm-hmm. technology. And we're really the only vendor who's considering this, and we're very, very focused on making the work between what you have in your business local and what you might use in the cloud very seamless.
The main thing, folks, is make sure you put cloud computing as part of your strategy for going to market. Hey, Russ, thanks for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
Thank you.
Russ Madlener, ladies and gentlemen, with Microsoft. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.